Welcome back to State of the News. I'm Rick Hellett. As the Occupy movement continues in Louisville and other cities, the effort to effect economic and social change is sharpening its focus, at least in some areas, on the homeless, many of whom have joined Occupy encampments. And here to talk about that is Ann Marshall of Leo Weekly. Hi, Ann.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Welcome back. You've been writing about this. The Occupy Louisville folks have their tent city still as they await a federal court ruling on whether they can be evicted. Now, they first set up camp last fall. Any idea how many homeless people have been absorbed into the encampment since then?
Well, I know that there's about 20 people there who are sort of the mainstays. Mm-hmm. I've met about four or five individuals who identify themselves as homeless. And actually, they were just given a permit to stay through March, so they'll be there for a while longer. So that's sort of a new development that's happened this week. But over the course of conversations surrounding Occupy Louisville, there's been some, the issue raised of, is this a homeless encampment? What is this? And so they've taken this on as an issue to have a discussion about why it is that folks might want to sleep outside and what is the state of homeless shelters in Louisville and, where possibly could there be some improvements there.
And you've talked to some homeless folks who say this mm-hmm. tent city is preferable to going to a shelter, for some at least.
Sure. And, it's a really difficult, running a homeless emergency shelter is a very challenging thing. And a lot of the issues that were raised by some of the homeless individuals I've talked to, bed bugs, fights, things like that, are happening. The thing to realize about this population in talking with shelter directors and other individuals is that this is a very, challenged population. 25% struggle with mental health issues, about a third with addiction. And then here in Louisville, a recent count showed that 20% have some sort of traumatic brain injury. So, put a lot of people in a shelter together where beds are a couple feet apart and challenges are going to arise, problems are going to arise. So a lot of people just feel overwhelmed.
Going back for a moment, just to be clear about the encampment, so they're going to be allowed to stay until March?
That's correct.
And that's a federal court ruling that...
That federal lawsuit is actually being dropped. Since the encampment has, or since the Occupy Louisville folks have gotten that new permit, they've decided to drop that lawsuit.
I see. I've been out of the loop for a few days, so I apologize. Well, this puts the Occupy people in a unique position, having these homeless folks there, because obviously some homeless folks have problems with drugs and alcohol, mental illness and violence, but the Occupy folks, by being there, really are advocating for them. So they really embrace them as well.
Sure. And, while it is true that a lot of homeless individuals do struggle with those with those problems, a lot of folks are just down on their luck. Someone I've talked to has been in and out of jobs and has had some traumatic things happen to him. And so, they want it known that there are a lot of people in difficult situations that for one reason or another feel more comfortable in a space that they feel safe in. They feel like they have a voice there, which is an important issue that is brought up often, that they feel like they're heard.
Now, I've heard that among the homeless community and I guess in the region, Louisville has a pretty good reputation in terms compared to other cities in terms of what services are available.
That's absolutely true. Definitely, I think. One homeless individual I spoke to is one of the people at Occupy who's saying, shelters need improvement and shelters, need this and this and this. But he also gave them about a 75%, 80% rating. So, they're... And all emergency shelters, they're not just, piling people in and kicking them out. They have services there. They're trying to engage people in employment and educational opportunities. But in every city, there's going to be challenges at these facilities.
Now, you also spoke to some shelter operators and mm-hmm. advocates for the mm-hmm. homeless. What are they telling you they're up against?
Well, like everyone, money, for one. Yeah. They are having to serve a larger population with less money, which is a huge challenge. Just the fact that, more crowds, will probably bring more problems.
Now, has all this discussion generated any action?
Well, so the Occupy Louisville folks advocated for a couple meetings with the Department of Codes and Regulations. They are the agency that licenses emergency shelters. And so far, they've had two meetings. And out of these conversations, there is now an effort underway to get a regular homeless forum to happen in the city. That way, homeless individuals can come and share what they're experiencing in a place that, they will have a place to be heard. That is the sole purpose of this forum. And it's unclear what this will look like and who will be the panel listening to these complaints. But I'm told that the Coalition for the Homeless and some city officials as well are going to be working on this.
All right, some discussion emerging as a result of the Occupy Louisville movement. And Marshall, the name of the article is Living a Shelter Life, and is in this week's Leo Weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you.
And Marshall from Leo Weekly.